Hello. Yeah, hello. I'm Sandra. I'm from India. And my question is, how would you advise the students to approach the problem sets, particularly which involves coding?
Can you read it once more? I was having trouble hearing you.
My question is, how would you advise the students to approach the problem set, particularly which involves coding?
Oh, how to approach the problem sets, especially those that involve coding. Brian, do you want to take this first?
Yeah, sure. So I think with CS50's problem sets in particular, it's a good idea to start by reading the background section for the problem set, which will usually introduce any of the necessary framing to understand what the project is and what it is that you're supposed to do. And then after that, with any problem that you try to solve, I mentioned this a little while back too, but a strategy that I find very helpful is just to work on building it incrementally. So if you're trying to work on the Mario problem, for example, you need to take in input and make sure the input is valid and build a pyramid of that height. Rather than write all of that code and then try to run it, start by just writing a program that takes in user input and make sure you can do that. And once that's working, go ahead and build the next piece on top of that. If you write all of the code at once, it becomes a little bit harder to think about and a little bit harder to debug if something doesn't quite work right. Whereas if you start small and then add to that, that can make it a little bit easier to know when something goes wrong, what might be going wrong, and just make it easier for you to think about trying to solve the problem. So while the problem sets might be big, breaking them up into smaller pieces can be helpful for that. And the walkthrough videos that we associate with each of the problems try to help you towards that too, trying to break the problem into smaller steps that might be more easy to implement independently, and then putting all those pieces together.